Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Tes. We are holding on daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. We're about to start a story of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Ikhla Lebatsra. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishev and Numin, Lezuchusur for Shalema, for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya, and Lezecher Nishmas Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, and Devar Shira Chaya Bas Yaakov Leib. So today we're first going to discuss the story where Reish Lakish goes to Batra and he issues a couple of Piskei Halacha, and then Rabbi Yochanan tells him, you better go back and reverse those Piskei Halacha. One of these Piskei Halacha relates to Avodah Zarah, the other one does not, but we quote the story over here because of the one that does relate to Avodah Zarah. Then once we tell that story, the Gemara is going to tell a story where Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba went to a certain place and he issued three different Piskei Halacha, and Rabbi Yochanan told him, you better go or he saw three different things rather, and he didn't object to these three different activities that he witnessed, and Rabbi Yochanan told him as well, you better go and you better correct all three of these activities. Now as far as the three things that he saw, one of them relates to Yayin Nesech, two of them are Avodah Zarah topics, but one of them is a Yayin Nesech topic, and that's why it makes it into the Gemara over here. Then the Gemara is going to bring a story on Amud Beis about a guy touching Yayin in a situation where an Esrog falls into the Yayin and the guy just grabs it. So what do you do if you first notice it while the guy's hand is in the cookie jar, so to speak, it's in the Yayin? And then the Gemara is going to discuss if you're allowed to take payment from a guy who was Menasech Yayin. And then at the end we'll bring another story, which we may get to today or may not, about a guy touching Yayin. So a lot about a guy touching Yayin Nesach, but first a couple of stories relating to Piskei Halacha that Rabbi Yochanan insisted should be reversed. So says Gemara, Reish Lakish Ikla LeBatzra. Reish Lakish went to a place called Batzra in Bavel, Chazi Yisrael Dekachli Peri Dilama Asri. And Reish Lakish saw that there were Jews there that were eating peros that grew there that did not have trumas or maestros taken from them. Va'asr lehu. So Reish Lakish said, this is asr, this is tevel, because Betzer is mentioned in the Torah. It's one of the Arei Miklat within the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And if it's within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, it's obviously going to be Chayiv in Maestros. It's Dvar and Perek Dalet, Pasuk Mem Gimel, as Betzer Bamidbar Be'eretz HaMishar Laru Uveini. So Reish Lakish figured, if this is the biblical location of Betzer, this is definitely Eretz Yisrael. And as a result, everything that grows here is going to be Chayiv in Trumas Maestros. And then another thing that he paskined, Chaza Maya de Sagdi Luhu Ovdei Kochavim. He saw water that Ovdei Kochavim worshipped, that Ovdei Kochavim bowed to, Vishasu Yisrael, and Jews were drinking from that water, Va'asr Luhu. And he asred that water Bahana'a because he thought it had the status of Avodah Zarah, which is Asr Bahana'a. So Asr came to Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish came to Rabbi Yochanan, and he told him about his two Piskei Halacha from his trip to Batzar. Amrele, Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Ad maktorach alach, while you're still wearing your jacket, while you're still wearing your beged elyon, before you even rest from your trip, Zil Hadar, go back to Batzra and reverse your Piskei Halacha, because Betzer lav hainu Batzra. It's not the same city. The city you were in is a city in Bavel. It's not a city in Eretz Yisrael. Umayim shel rabim ein esarin. And also, mayim shel rabim, if the waters, the public waters, they do not become aser. So both of those Piskei Halacha are incorrect. Sounds over here that Perus Chutz Laretz are pater from Meiser. So Tosos raises the cash over here in Dibra Maskel Betzer. In the bottom Tosos, he raises the cash that there are a whole bunch of places in Shas where it sounds like Perus Chutz Laretz are Chayiv in Meiser. So Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, there is a Chayiv Trumas and Meisros even in Chutz Laretz, but that's only when you have Tevel Vadai, not when it comes to Demai, not when it comes to something that's Suffolk, whether Trumas and Meisros were in fact taken from it. That we were not Mechayiv in Meiser even in places that are Samach Samuch to Eretz Yisrael. And then Tosfos quotes the Ri that only in the Aratzos Hasmuchos to Eretz Yisrael they were Mechayiv in Maestros, but like in Mitzrayim, Bavel, but not in Mekomos HaRechokim. So even though there are places in Shas where the Gemara indicates that there was some level of Chiv of Chumas HaMaestros outside of Eretz Yisrael, either according to Rabbeinu Tam, that's only by Tevel Vaday, or according to Ri, that's only in the places that are closest to Eretz Yisrael. In Makos, the Gemara Makos in Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara tells us that Reish Lakish himself says that L'Asad Dava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to punish the Malach who's the Sar Shal Romi, and he's going to banish him to Batzra, because he's going to hold that that's an, the Sar Shal Romi is going to escape to Batzra with the assumption that that's an Ir Miklat, and the Gemara says, and by doing so, he's making three major mistakes. And one of his mistakes is that he thinks that the Ir Miklat that's identified in the Torah as Batzar is the same thing as Batzra. The other two mistakes are that an Ir Miklat is not kolate for Rotzeach B'mezid, and he's a Rotzeach B'mezid, and also it's not kolate a Malach, it's only kolate human beings. So those are the other two mistakes. But the mistake that's relevant for our sugya is the mistake that this Malach is going to think Batzar is Batzra. So Tosfos says, Reish Lakish himself knew that they're not the same, because Reish Lakish identifies this as one of the mistakes of the Malach. So Tosfos says, yeah, Reish Lakish initially made this mistake, then he had this conversation with Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara Makos, even though in the order of Shas we already did Makos in the Daf Yomi, the Gemara Makos, that episode that's recorded in Makos, is obviously after this conversation that Rabbi Yochanan has with Reish Lakish. Also, it's interesting that Rabbi Yochanan says you must reverse your psak immediately. Don't even take off your jacket. So the idea that Rabbi Yochanan says very quickly you have to be masaking this hora'ah while you're still wearing your outer garments, because if you delay, it's going to cause a hefsin mamon because of your hora'ah, and then you're going to end up having to pay for your mistake, because if other people are going to lose money because of your mistake, you're going to have to compensate them. But Tosfos over here says that is not the correct pshat. He says that's not accurate, because that Reish Lakish would have to pay, because the Gemara in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin on Davav says that a dayan has to pay for his mistake only if he was not al biyado, if he actually took the money by hand, he actually physically removed the money from the person that he said is chayiv, and he gave it from the Toveya to the Nitva, or vice versa. But if he was only, he only issued a psak, and because people followed that psak, they happened to lose money, the dayan is not responsible to pay for that. And furthermore, Reish Lakish himself was a mumcha, and a mumcha lebezin, someone who has rishus from bezin to be a mara hora'a, is pater even if he was if he damaged with his psak. So therefore, Tosfos says unlikely that that's why he had to rush the change. He had to rush the change because it was a corruption of Torah. Rabbi Yochanan held that you were that people are under a false impression. So before it gets too much of a footing, you don't want people to make that mistake. You have to change the psak. So why? What did Reish Lakish get wrong? So again, there were two psakim. There's one about the Chumas and Maestros, and that's a simple mistake. He thought Batzar and Batzar are the same place. But the other one about Mayim Shel about the Mayim Shel Rabbi. So Rabbi Yochanan Tameh. Rabbi Yochanan is going l'shitas over here. Dom Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok Mayim Shel Rabim Eina Esarim. Rabbi Yochanan passing is the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, that if someone is oved Mayim Shel Rabim, it's Davar Sheino Shelo, and the rule is Eina Demosa Davar Sheino Shelo. A person can't aser something that doesn't belong to them, so he can't aser Mayim Shel Rabim. Tosfos raises the question over here. Dom Rabbi Yochanan. It's toward the bottom of the page, but it's the first complete Tosfos on the page. Tosfos raises the question that in many places in Shas, and over here as well, we say, Am Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, which makes it sound like Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. But in the Sanhedrin Daf Chavav, it says that Rabbi Shimon and another Amora were called Roe Bakar, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't object to people calling them Roe Bakar. Now, if he was his Rebbe, certainly he has a responsibility to be Mochal Kvodo, to object for the kavod of his Rebbe. So how could he not object for the kavod of his Rebbe? So Rabbi Natan suggests that there were two Rebbe Shimon ben Yotzadok. So a lot of times in Tosfos and throughout Shas, Tosfos is always very sensitive to who the people were and how they all fit into the big picture of Rebbeim and Talmidim and generations. And very often to reconcile contradictory issues along this nature, Tosfos will say that there were two people by the same name. So one of the Rabbi Shimon Yotzadoks was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, and the other one they called a roa bakar in front of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't do anything to correct it. But Tosfos thinks it's unfathomable that someone would have called Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe a roa bakar and Rabbi Yochanan not to correct that, because one has a responsibility to stand up for the kavod of their Rebbe. Of course, a person has to be wise as well. A person has to know when it's going to be worthwhile to do so, and when it's only going to, cause more backlash against the Rebbe. I once had a Shiloh, one of my Talmidim, said he was learning in a Beis Medrash for the summer. He was in a certain camp in the summer, and they were learning in the Beis Medrash, and the other Chevra in the Beis Medrash were making fun of all of his Rebbeim, that his Rebbeim, they teach at YU, and then they're Madernishers, and they probably don't observe Halacha, and they probably are not Yirei Shemayim, and saying all sorts of things about his Rebbeim. So he said, what should I do? Is the proper response that I should, I should say, no, which Piskei Halacha do you specifically not like? Which, challenge them to see if they actually know anything, which obviously they don't, or just let it go. I asked Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein what he thought. He said, let it go. The greatest kavod to your Rebbeim is to let fools be fools and don't, not pick fights with Shotim. So, okay, so that's, so Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Yosef, Mayim Shal Rabbim are not Aser, because Rabbi Shimon Yosef was Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi. That's why he quotes it from Rabbi Shimon Yosef. The Ravid points out, when it says Mayim Shal Rabbim, it's teaching us a Chiddush, that even though a person is Eino Oser, even though a person can be Oser Davar Sheino Shalo Al Yidei Maisa, if you do something, you could be asked, you could even ask for something that doesn't belong to you, if it's an actual Maisa on the object itself, that's only Bishal Yachid. But Bishal Rabbim, even Al Yidei Maisa, the koach of the Rabbim is so great that you can't ask for something that belongs to the Rabbim, even if you do it Al Yidei Maisa. That's one explanation that the Ravid has of what the Chiddush is of Shal Rabbim. Of course you can't Aser Adavar Shal Rabbim. You can't even Aser Adavar Shal Yachid, because they know the most of Adavar Shein Shalom. So the Ravid says one possibility is because the Adavar Shal Rabbim is even a stronger halacha than even Al Yidei Maisa. And then the Ravid says the second possibility is that the Chiddush of Mayim Shal Rabbim is, even though you have a chelek in that Mayim and you're allowed to take part of that Mayim, still you don't have the ability to Aser it, because you might have thought, if it's Mayim Shal Rabbim, I'm also part of the Rabbim, so it's not a Davar She'eino Shalo, it's also partially mine. So that's why the Chiddush of Mayim Shal Rabbim. Then the third possibility the Ravid suggests, yeah, a person has the ability to Aser Davar She'eino Shalo Al Yidei Maisa, even if it's something Shal Rabbim, but over here, it wasn't a Maisa Laval Dezara. The Yisrael was Tolish the Mayim, and a Goy came and was Mishtachave to it. And the Ravid, after quoting all three pshatim, says that the first pshat is the ikr, that it's coming to tell the Chiddush that the koach harabim is so great that their mayim does not become usher even Al Yidei Maisa, because and he goes on to explain why the first pshat is the most correct pshat. So says Gemara about a diuk that we can make, that Mayim Shal Rabbim is not going to become Aser if you're Ovid Hadi Yachid, but Mayim Shal Yachid, we're on the top of Nuntes Amid Aleph right now, second line, Hadi Yachid Ne'asarin, but Mayim Shal Yachid would become Aser if it's in the Karka. But shouldn't we say that it cannot become Aser anyway, even if it's Shal Yachid, because it's Mechubar LaKarka, and anything that's Mechubar LaKarka cannot become Aser Mishum Avod Zara. That we had in a Mishnah, in Daf Mem Hei, that something that's Mechubar LaKarka cannot become Aser Mishum Avod Zara. So, says Mar Lo Tzricha to Tal Shinu Gala. No, Rabbi Yochanan had to be Matir, the Mayim Shal Rabbim, when it's a Mayan, a spring of water, where it was detached detached. There was like a wave that was detached from the ground. That sometimes it shoots out of the ground a little bit and it's up in the air. And while it's in the air, that's when the person was oved it. That's when the person worshipped it. And therefore, if it was shalyachid, it would have been aser, because it's not mechubar lekarka. It's only because it's shal rabim that it's mutter. Says the Gemara, even if it's nitlash, even if it's detached, sof avnei harsha nedaldalininu, it should be parallel to stones of a mountain that are uprooted from the mountain. And Rabbi Yochanan asks, "Ma'im shalyachid? That's nitlash." So to time Rabbi Yochanan damar asuros, it would therefore turn out that Rabbi Yochanan would hold that stones of a mountain that are detached from the mountain and are worshipped are aser. Yet when the Bnei Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with that, the Gemara didn't know if Rabbi Yochanan was one that asered it. How come we didn't know? If it's the equivalent of the mayim, we should know for sure of a mayim shal yachid that was nitlash. We should know for sure that Rabbi Yochanan is one that asered the avanim shal nedaldal min ahar, because it's an exact parallel. So says Gemara lo tzrich, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have to be matir dafka mayim shal rabim and asr shal yachid de tavchinu maya, except for in a case where a guy lifts up the water with his hand and removes it from its place and then is ovid it. So if the mayim was his, it would be aser. So you see that because it has tfisas yidei adam. But since it's the only reason it was mutter in the case where Rabbi Yochanan paskind was because it was mayim shel rabim, but a yachid where the guy himself lifted up the water and therefore it had tfisas yidei adam, so it doesn't have a status of mechubar at all. It's not like avnei harsha nedal delu. This is yesh bo tfisas yidei adam. So that would in fact be usher. Another issue that Tosos raises over here in Dibra Maschil Ha, so the Gemara made this diuk that it's only because it's Mayim Shal Rabim that it's usher, but that it's mutter. But if it was Hadiyachid Ne'asarin, so Tosos says, how could it be that you have a spring of water that comes from the ground that it's going to belong to a Yachid? The Gemara Mesech Babasra quotes a Brisa, not Babasra, but Kamadav Pe'alif. It discusses that Yeshua made a tenai with the Jewish people when they inherited Eretz Yisrael, that a mayan hayotze b'tchila min hakarka, that a spring of water that emerges from the ground, no one can claim ownership of it. One of the conditions of getting Eretz Yisrael is that we have to share those things. So every mayan, every spring of water that emerges from the ground, even if it happens to be in your private property, belongs to the rabbim. So how could it even be? How can you make a diuk? Ha shel yachid. There's no such thing as shel yachid. It never belongs to a yachid. So Tosos quotes from the Ri that the tenai that Yeshua made about a spring is Novea Me'atzma. Over here we're talking about it's a person worked to make the spring come out of the ground. It was not Novea Me'atzma. It didn't come on its own. And Yeshua never made such a tenai that everyone could take from such a spring. That could actually belong to an individual. And if someone worships that water, if the fellow himself worships that water, it would certainly be usher. Then Tosus gives another possible teretz, that it could be that we're speaking over here where the whole city belongs to this person. So even if all the Bnei Ir are allowed to be mistapik from it, but it's all his. So if it's Yatza Me'atzmo and he was not chofer a bar to take it out, it could still all belong to him. The Chasam Sofer just points out that the whole kasha is a difficult kasha to understand, because even if the Tanai of Yeshua was chal on Goyim who live in Eretz Yisrael, because there's no kinyan l'nachri b'Eretz Yisrael, and even if it's chal on Yisrael who live in Chutz La'aretz, because Yeshua is able to mechayev Jews wherever they are, even in Chutz La'aretz, but a Goy who lives in Chutz La'aretz mistaver that Yeshua doesn't have any control over and doesn't have any Tanai, so the mayim that's in his land actually belongs to him. So difficult to understand what Tos Kasha was in the first place. Okay, now the Gemara brings another story where again someone issued over here, it wasn't issued a direct Psak Halacha, but it was a lack of Psak Halacha. Someone allowed three behaviors to continue, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you better go and say something about this, because this is a mistake. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Ikla leGavla. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba went to a place called Gavla, and here's what he saw. First is Chazal benos Yisrael demi Abran meavdi chamisha malav lo tavlu. He saw that there were Jewish women that had become impregnated by people who were still in the middle of the Gerus process. People who had Mila, but they did not yet have Tvila, l'shem Gerus. He also saw Chazachamra, the Mazgo of the Chavim. He saw wine that the Avdi Chavim diluted by pouring water into it, so they didn't directly handle the wine, but they poured water into the wine. Remember, that was a Shaila in yesterday's daf, when an Avdi Chavim is Mosaic V'yayin, is that going to be problematic? Vishasi saw, and he saw Jews drinking such wine. And the third thing he saw is Chazah Turmusa, Deshalki Luhu Avdi Chavim. He saw Turmusa, certain type of bean that of the Chavim were cooking that bean, those beans, va'achli Yisrael, and Jews were eating those beans. And he didn't say anything. When Rabbi Chiya bar Abba saw all this, he didn't object to any of these things. So Asal came to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba came to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, you know, I saw the strangest things going on in this place called Gavla. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, you should have said something. First of all, in the first issue, that you see that they were, the Jewish women were becoming impregnated by men who were not yet Jewish, you have to go and announce that all the children that are born from such unions are mamzerim, va'alyenan mishum yayin nesech, and you have to go and ask all their yayin that it's like yayin nesech, it's not mamish yayin nesech, because they were not menasech l'shem avodah zarah, but by being mosaic, by pouring the water into such yayin, it has the halachic status of yayin nesech in that it's asur, va'al turmusan mishum shuli avichavim, and if the goyim are doing the cooking for them, that's a bishul akum problem, mishum she'en b'nei Torah, and this is because they're ein b'nei Torah, and that's why I asked it to them, even though it probably really shouldn't be asur. Wait, why shouldn't it be asur? Meaning it should be asur. No, it's bishul akum. When goyim cooks something for you, it's bishul akum. No, so the Rishonim point out, it's not olal shulchan malachim. We're talking about beans that are not chashav v'maychel, so it's not considered something that's olal shulchan malachim, but because they're ein b'nei Torah, you have to ask it. Chassam Sofer writes, it doesn't mean that anyone is not B'nai Torah, it's going to be asur, because Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's no chiluk between different places where we say Shein B'nai Torah. What it means to say is that if B'nai Gavla would ask what the din is by Tormus, that by these beans that Goyim cooked, we would be matzah for them. But they didn't ask. They just did this on their own, and they were knowing Keter without ever asking a Chacham. And therefore you should ask for them, because the Gemara in Erev in Davav says, Bika Matzah, so someone who's not parit together but asks a shayla, so then you can give them, because if you know that they're asking shayla, you know that that they'll do exactly right. But if you see that they're passing the shaylas on their own, so then you have to be very machmir, because you're always going to have to be cautious, because who knows where they're going to take what else they're going to associate with this behavior and what else they're going to do. So the Gemara explains the three isurim that Rabbi Yochanan the three piskei halacha that Rabbi Yochanan issued. First of all, b'neim shem mamzerim, that the children are mamzerim. Well, that's Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei. Damar Rabbi Yochanan li'olam eino ger ad sheyamal v'yitpol. Rabbi Yochanan says gerus is not completed until you have mila and tevila, and until that point, the person is a goy. V'kivin de lo tavil ovid chavimhu. If he did not yet have a tevila, he is a goy. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan ovid chav vever aval basral havla mamzer. And it happens to be that Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that when a guy sleeps with the Bas Yisrael, that the child is going to be a mamzer. We don't pass them that way. Thank God we don't pass them that way. Otherwise, there would be many, many mamzerim be Yisrael, with the unfortunate intermarriage rate being what it is. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. So when you put the two psakim of Rabbi Yochanan together, that the gerus is not yet completely still the status of a full guy, and that an ovid chav mabal Bas Yisrael of lad mamzer, so that's why he said that the child's going to, that the children of such unions are a mamzer. But also, al yena mishum yayin nesach. He said that this wine that they poured the water into is an isra of yayin nesach. And that's Mishum Lech Lech Amr Nazira Schar Schar Lekarma Lo Sikra. That we tell the Nazir, stay far away from the Kerem, stay far away from the vineyard, lest you come to eat from the grapes which are usher to you. So too, every person has to stay far away from any Shaila of Yayin Nesach. So even though the guy didn't touch the wine and it was only Kocho that he poured the water into the wine, still we stay away from it because we take on extra precautions when it comes to issues relating to Yayin Nesach. And the third psak halacha, that the beans that they're cooking are asr mishum bishalakum lufi shein b'nei Torah, that's only because they're einin b'nei Torah. So says the Gemara, adiyuk, taima dein b'nei Torah shari. It's only because they're not b'nei Torah, but if they were b'nei Torah, then it would be mutter to eat beans that were cooked by a guy. So ask the Gemara, but v'amra shmo bar yitzchak amarav, kol shenech al kamoshu chai, ein ba mishum bishulei av l'chavim. Anything that's edible raw is not subject to bishalakum. Yeah, anything that's edible raw is not subject to bishalakum. So we could be medayek that something that's not edible raw and is only edible al yidei bishul is subject to bishalakum, and no one disagrees with that. Now these beans are not edible raw, so they should be subject to bishalakum, and therefore they should be aser. Even to B'nai Torah. Wow, you're saying because there ain't a B'nai Torah, they're usher. Even if they're B'nai Torah, you're not allowed to eat things that need cooking in order to become edible. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, ki hach lishna svirlei. Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't argue on Rav about the Nechel Kamoshu Chai thing. It's true. One heter, as far as Bishalakum is concerned, is something that's edible raw, is not subject to Bishalakum. But Rabbi Yochanan holds there's an additional heter related to Bishalakum, and that is Damar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amrav Kol Sheino Al Shulchan Malachim LeLafes Boes HaPas Ein Bo Mishum Mishulei V'Chavim. Anything that's not Ola Al Shulchan Malachim, that to eat together with bread as part of the meal, is also not subject to Bishalakum, and therefore Meikra Adin, we could be matu this tormus because it's not considered something that's Ola Al Shulchan Malachim LeLafes Boes HaPas. Taima den b'nei Torah, b'nei Torah shari. And that's why the only reason to aser in this case was because these people are not b'nei Torah. But had they been b'nei Torah, it would be 100% permissible because this is not something that's ola al shulchan melachim. So since, what's the idea of ola al shulchan melachim? So the Rishonim explain, Rashba and the Rambam both explain that kiruv hadas between people, a relationship is created between people when they do chashuva things for each other, when they cook things that are dvarim chashuvim for each other. So only if something is chashuv enough, only that did the Chachamim include in the Gezeira of Bishul Akum. So that's how the Rambam in Machal Sasurus, Perek Yitzayin, Halachat Hezvav, says that the Ikur Gezeira of Bishul Avichavim is Mishum Benoseyim. That's like we saw in Daf Lamed Vav, that you shouldn't invite the guy to the Su'udah, and then they're going to come to Lidei Nisuin, but something that's not all Shulchan Malachim, Lafis Bo Sapas, is not Chashav enough. No one's going to be Mezamin Chaver Olav. You're not going to invite people over to come share, jelly beans with you. You're going to invite people over to have a much more chashuv meichel with you. The Torah Chaim explains that it's dafka lelafis bo sapas. You know, we often quote this as the din of ein ol al shulchan malachim, but the entire phrase is that ein ol al shulchan malachim lelafis bo sapas. Because even something that's Allah Shulchan Malachim, but it's not Nechel Kamo Shulchai, it's not going to be Asam Mishum Bishalakum if it's not L'lafis Boas Pitam, if it doesn't come to be M'lafis Boas Apas, because that shows that it's not really a Michael Chashuv. A Michael Chashuv is something that you would have as part of the Su'uda. So that's L'lafis Boas Apas, he understands, is Dafka. Tosos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that the second Lashon in the name of Rav is not disagreeing with the first Lashon. Like we said before, it's being mosif, and that's why in Shulchan Aruch we paskin like both of these things. Meaning, it's not that it's either davar shenachal kamo shulchai or the halachas about olal shulchan malachim. Both of those halachos happen to be true. They both happen to be exceptions to the iser of bishul akum. So says Gemara now. So they asked Rav Kana the following: Ovid Chavim Mao Sheyolich Anavim Legas. Can an Ovid Chavim carry the grapes of a Jew to the wine press so that they can make wine out of it? So Amar Lahu Aser. Mishum lech lech amr nazira schar schar lekarma l'sikrav. It's all because of staying as far away from any possible concern as possible. So that's why we don't even allow the Ovid Chavim to carry the grapes to the wine press for us. Tosos in Dibra Maskel Mahu over here points out that in the name of the Rashbam, that when they first harvest the grapes from the vineyard and they put them in baskets to bring them to the wine press, the weight of the grapes crush each other a little bit, and as the grapes are crushing each other, a little bit of wine oozes from the grapes, and then they put it in the wine press, and they finish the winemaking process. So the suffix originally is the wine that sprinkles on them considered to be yayin in order to be aser as far as a guy touching it, or do we assume that that's not really wine yet? But they did not have any suffix whether the guy is allowed to put the anavim into the gas. Because if there's yayin that's nimshach begas, then it's going to be pashut, that it's going to be asir. So when we say halacha legas, we don't say halachas anavim. We say, because that's the derech, that the molach anavim from the kerem to the gas. So it's dafka right after they put it in the baskets, where the weight of the grapes is going to cause some sort of crushing of the grapes and some sort of yayin to come out. So Tosus has many kashas on the Rashbam's understanding. He says the Gemara should not have said lashon of halacha if the nachri it's about the negia of the nachri. It has nothing to do with halacha according to the Rashbam. Nothing to do with walking the carrying it from one place to the other. And also the davar pashut that yayin that's mezalif min ha'anavim is not considered yayin gomer. There's no way that would be considered yayin gomer. He doesn't understand. Tosus says why that would even be a suffix. So Tosus quotes from the Ri that their suffix was something different, that the Nachri is Zorik the Anavim into the gas after the Yayin already starts to emerge from the grapes. So the Shaila is that considered like Meziga of a Nachri, which we answered already in yesterday's Daf, even though he doesn't touch the wine directly, but it's considered like when he dilutes the wine? Or do we say that it's not at all like Meziga? Because over there, the Nachri is trying to be Mosig the wine in proper measure to make it Royal Ishtia. So that, therefore, there's a chashash that because he's trying to be precise, he might come to touch the wine. But over here, he's just throwing the grapes into the gas. Maybe we shouldn't be choshesh. So those are two interpretations that Tosfos says as to what the shaila was in the first place. But either way, the answer was we stay away from such things. So the Gemara asks on this psak, Eser of Yemel Rav Kahana, there's a brisa that tells us Ovid Chavim Shevi Anavim Lagas that Bisalin, if Ovid Chavim brings wine to the wine, brings grapes to the wine press rather in baskets with dordorin or in little jugs in order to put them in the Jews' wine press. Afal pi shayayin mezalif aleihen, even though there is wine that's on these grapes in the jug, mutter, the wine is going to be mutter because there's no isser of a nachri being maybe yayin legas. And yet you said that this is something we need to be machmir about. Amalei hevi kamrit. You bring me a brisa about if they already brought it, is it mutter b'dieved? But what the shaila that you asked me about was not is it mutter b'dieved. You asked, are you allowed to do this? Can you hire nachrim to be the ones to bring your grapes to the wine press? So that's what I'm telling you. You're not allowed to do lechatchila as an extra harchaka. But b'dieved in a chinami, it's going to be mutter because meikra din, it's totally mutter. Now another maisa. Ha'u esrog adenafa lechavisa dechamra. An esrog fell into a barrel of wine. Idrei Ovid Chavim, so Ovid Chavim, you know, makes a move, v'shakle. He wants to grab the esrog out of the barrel of wine. So his hand is in the barrel of wine with the esrog in his hand right now. And you caught him right now. So Amalu Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says, Naktu al yadei, hold his hand steady, so that he doesn't aggravate the wine that his hand is in, because then it would aser the wine bahana'a, because it would become yayin nesach through the shikshuch, ubartsua adeshaifa. And then lean over the barrel where the wine is, so you could pour it into another kli, and once the wine is out of the barrel, and the guy's hand is no longer in the wine, then he could take the wine out of the barrel. But you can't let him just draw his hand out of the barrel the way it is, because by drawing his hand out, that's going to be a meshach shikhli yayin, and that's going to be a problem. That's going to cause a halachic problem. So you have to do this whole shtick. Now, even though when you're holding his hand, it doesn't necessarily prevent him from being meshach sheikh when his hand is still in the wine. But I'm sorry. When you're holding his hand, it does prevent him from being meshach sheikh. If he were to take his hand out, that itself would be a shuch, and that's why they had to take the wine out. They couldn't just remove his hand. That's how Rashi explains. Talmid Rabbi Yonah quotes from other Rishonim that it's not that you're preventing shuch. The shikshuk happened already. When he stuck his hand in, he was ready to mishach sheikh a little bit. It's just that the gemara shikshuk is only when he motzi his hand from the yayin. If he never had the opportunity to be motzi, then it's not called a full act of shikshuk. So this is just our way of suspending the act of shikshuk in midstream. So that's in that way, it's helpful. Okay, says the gemara further now. Amar Ravashi. Hay ovid chavid nascheh lechamer di Yisrael. An ovid chavid bekavana. An ovid chavid that's menasech the wine of a Jew bekavana. He purposely is menasech the wine of a Jew. That's our girsa. That's the girsa of the Ravid. The guy knew that the wine belonged to a Jew, and nevertheless he was menasech bekavana, and that's considered that he's being mazik bemezid, and he has to pay the Jew for the wine that he damaged, and therefore a Jew is going to be allowed to take money from him, as we're going to see in the Gemara. But if the guy didn't know that the wine belonged to a Jew, he thought it was his own wine, so then he's considered like he's being mazik b'shogeg, and if another Jew would have done this, he'd be putter from paying. The Mishnah says in Gittin Daf Nun Beis, I'm a nasech yeno shel chavero b'shogeg is putter. So it's in that case it would be usher to take money from the guy, because you're being nana from Isuriana. He's selling it. It's like you're selling the wine to the guy. So other Rishonim disagree with this, but that is at least the way the Ravid explains based on our girsa in the Gemara. Then the Ravid says maybe it says bekavana to be mechadesh, that even in such a situation where the guy is menasech bekavana, the wine becomes asubana, still you're allowed to take money from the guy, as we're going to soon explain in the Gemara. But it happens to be most Rishonim don't have this girsa of the word bekavana at all, and the Bach writes in Yardeus and Mekuvlam and Beis that even according to that girsa, you have to say that he did it the kavana, and it's the same pshat in the Gemara. It just happens to be they don't have this girsa of the word bekavana. So anyway, back to the story over here. Novid Chavin is menasech the wine of Yisrael, and he does it on purpose. Even though you're not allowed to sell it to another Ovid Chavim because it's Yayin Nesech, it's Asur Bana, and you can't get money for Yayin Nesech, but you're allowed to get paid for this wine from that Ovid Kochavim. You could take payment from the guy who is menasich himself. My taima mikla kalye, because it's considered as if the guy destroyed your wine, and the money that you're taking from the guy is not payment for yayin nesech. It's payment for kosher wine that he has now destroyed. So if you were to take this wine and turn it around and sell it to somebody else, so then you're taking yayin nesech and you're getting payment for yayin nesech. But by taking the money from this guy, who when he first encountered the wine was perfectly kosher, so you're getting payment for the kosher wine that he has now destroyed and turned into yayin nesech. So where do we have such a precedent to learn such a halacha? Amar Rav Ashi mina aminila. Where do we learn this din that you're allowed to take money for the wine? So the Tanya, because we have a brisa. Ovid chavim shenisech yeno shel Yisrael. If an ovid chavim is menasech the wine that belongs to a Jew, by being meshach sheikh shelo b'fnei avodas chavim, and he does it not in front of the avodah zara, Aser, the wine becomes Aser Ba'na. Rabbi Yudan Bavar, Rabbi Yudan Beseira Matirin. But Rabbi Yudan Bavar and Rabbi Yudan Beseira are Matir the wine Bahana Mishum Shnei Dvarim. For two reasons they're Matir such wine. What are the two reasons? Echad Shein Menaschin Yayin El Befnei Avodah Zarah. It's not a legitimate Nisuch if it was not done in front of Avodah Zarah. Their practice is that they're only Menaschin Yayin in front of the Avodah Zarah. Even though he's saying it B'mefurash over here, that's what he's doing. The wine does not become Aser because that's not their derech at all, and anything that's not the derech to do as a mode of Avodah Zarah it's not really called Nisuch, it's not really called Tekrovus of Avodah Zarah, so that's one reason. Ve'echad, another reason to be matir, even if you were in front of the Avodah Zarah, Sha'omer lo, lo kalimanech shetasar yeni la'onsi. The Jew could tell the guy, it's not in your power to aser my wine against my will, because a person cannot aser davar she'eino shelo. So from Yudim Bavar, Yudim Seir, you see that a Jew can take the money for the wine that the guy had asked, because he can say to him, that you don't have the ability, you don't have the power to aser my wine. That's how Rashi explains this Gemara. Now, even though Rabbi Yudim Bavar, Rabbi Yudim Seir, doesn't mean that you're not able to, and the wine doesn't become us, meaning they mean that you're not able to, and the wine actually doesn't become aser. What we're trying to figure out is that it's usher for him to do that, which are different things, but the Achronim point out that it's two sides of the same coin, that because it's all the same gather, that the reason that a person cannot usher davar she'eino shelo is because it is usher for him to do that. So by it being usher for him, it becomes e avid lo mahani, that if he were to do it, it wouldn't actually take effect, it wouldn't actually make the item usher. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Hahu Chavisa Dechamer. Yeah.